Scientists have predicted that this will be one of the worst seasons for ticks and Lyme disease, given the increase in numbers of ticks that carry the disease. It is amid this backdrop that Dutchess County resident actress and filmmaker Mary Stuart Masterson is directing a theater piece this evening in Glens Falls about a Poughkeepsie family that lost a son to Lyme disease in 2013. I spoke with Masterson about the multimedia reading called The Little Things. Benedict and Diana Loney of Poughkeepsie lost their 17-year-old son Joseph to Lyme disease, which had gone undiagnosed. It was a story that touched Masterson and her husband, actor and filmmaker Jeremy Davidson, and formed the basis for The Little Things.
And so in this case, it's, you know, very, very sensitive topic, and they were kind enough to let us into their home, and we ended up becoming friends with these incredible people, Diane and Ben and Emmanuel. And we did about, 14 hours of conversation between just Ben and Diane and Jeremy and myself, and then another time when Emmanuel was home from school with the three of them and us, and then once just with Emmanuel and Jeremy. And the piece became an hour-long portrait of an American family as much as it is about, you know, ticks and Lyme disease and diagnosis and doctors and all the controversial material that is a natural offshoot of that subject of the scourge that are tick-borne illnesses right now.
Davidson wrote the piece, which was performed in 2015 at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie.
This is a very dramatic case. Granted, most of the stories that we hear and the stories that put the greatest pressure, frankly, on the healthcare system and the economy are the chronic cases.
The production hails from the couple's Story House Documentary Theater.
And really, Story Horse, the way it works is we always have a theater piece, and it's usually about an hour. And after that hour is meant to be a conversation with the community that it's seeking to reach and serve in some way. So the piece itself isn't polemical, and it isn't political exactly. It's the conversation afterwards that can take whatever shape the community and those panel of experts want it to take, because we are saying we're theater makers. We're not doctors, but we play them on TV. We are just, you know, we're just here to set the table for a conversation that is on everyone's mind. I know personally, I try not to live in fear. Have four little kids who live in the Hudson Valley, and you have to live with it.
She hopes the theater piece inspires a level of awareness among audience members.
I hope they are, first of all, touched by how this family has used grief to transcend something and, to go beyond themselves. They've been tremendous advocates for, prevention and so forth. And they're just great people. So I think it's just a touching family story. So I hope they come away with, appreciating their own family, and that sort of might sound a little trite, but it's true, to stop and take the time to appreciate what you have. On the other hand, in terms of, what to do about tick-borne illnesses, yes, I very much want to be an advocate for greater information.
Masterson says the cast includes Broadway veterans who return the story to the forefront.
We don't want people to just run around in a panic and be filled with fear. We hope people can leave these events armed with a little bit more information, a little bit more awareness, and hopefully not treated as maybe blithely as people who've lived in this region for a long time tend to. I think it's getting worse, but the awareness is also becoming greater. And so we're in a moment where we can hopefully really be armed with a lot of information and prevent cases in the future, and also give people who are chronically ill the treatment that they need and the dignity that they deserve in terms of just the healthcare system and this community at large, to not treat people like they're nuts if they're suffering with Lyme disease, because it really is a terrible thing.
Mary Stuart Masterson is directing The Little Things tonight at 7:30 at the Wood Theater in Glens Falls. The production is a benefit for the Lyme Action Network. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.